We're going to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9 today, and I want to start reading in verse 6. Listen to what it says. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. I once heard the Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias describe money as congealed life. And if you think about it, that's a pretty good description. Every minute of your life right up to this moment is completely gone. You can never get it back. All the stuff you did, all the activities you engaged in, they're all gone forever. And in the economic system of today's world, all that most of us have to show for our past is the money we earned as we did things. So in a very real way, the money we have sitting in a bank account really is congealed life. Of course, that makes the crime of stealing seem all that much more hideous, because when people take your things without permission, it's really like they're stealing a part of your past. They're not just stealing your stuff, they're stealing a piece of your life. Now, take that thought and look at today's passage. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. You see, when you take your stuff or your time or your money and give it to God, you're really giving Him a piece of you. If you think about money as congealed life, then giving that money away to God's kingdom and God's cause is a form of giving yourself. It's just one more way that you can give yourself to God. In the final analysis, God doesn't really need your money because the Bible teaches very clearly He owns everything anyway. It's not as if God is some sort of a pathetic beggar always holding His hand out to get a little help if someone would only take pity on Him. Sometimes, when we grudgingly throw a little something into the collection plate, we act as if we're doing God a favor by bailing Him out of His financial crisis. But the act of giving is so much more than just a financial arrangement. It's part of a vibrant relationship with your Creator. You know, when my kids take a bunch of paper and a box of crayons and spend half the day making me pictures, it melts my heart. I know it's not just a picture. It's a piece of their lives they're trying to give to me. And our Heavenly Father's no different. If money really is congealed life, all of a sudden, I can do something about all those wasted moments from my past. It's almost like I'm making up for lost time for all those moments when I really didn't appreciate God. There's still a door of opportunity to give God what I didn't give Him before by putting my congealed life into something worthwhile, something meaningful. And that's just one more reason that giving with a cheerful heart is just a better way to live.